This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Arunachal Pradesh Home Minister Mama Natung called on the Governor, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. The Governor commended the Home Minister, the Director General of Police, Anand Mohan, and the entire police force for the meticulous and peaceful conduct of the Panchayat and local bodies elections. He also appreciated the Home Minister's resolute leadership in the ongoing crusade against drugs. The Governor, who was monitoring the rescue operation of the Chaglagam accident in Anjao district on 8 December 2025, expressed concern for public safety and advised the Home Minister to direct the district police to closely monitor the movement of vehicles during night hours as a precautionary measure. The Governor also recommended prompt action to deter constructions by illegal immigrants who are trying to make inroads into the state. Pema Khandu, the Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, responding to media queries on the illegal influx of Bangladeshis, said that state government is introducing a digital inner line permit system to replace the existing paper-based mechanism. He said a team of officials has completed its research and will soon place the proposal before the Assembly for approval. The digital ILP system aims to strengthen monitoring and regulation of people entering the state. The Chief Minister said, under the new system, employers bringing in workers will be accountable with all worker details recorded on a digital portal. After completion of work, employers must provide details and ensure the workers are sent back. Mr. Khandu said a proposal to amend the BEFR, that is the Bengal Eastern Frontier Regulation Act, has been submitted and is awaiting the Advocate General's approval. He added that deputy commissioners have already been instructed through the Chief Secretary to demolish illegal mosques. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main chaired a comprehensive review meeting on the Kalai 2 hydroelectric project, 1200 megawatt of Anjao district, which is one of the viable hydropower projects in the state. He reviewed key issues related to environment and forest clearances, land acquisition and relief and rehabilitation, and wildlife conservation. The Deputy Chief Minister directed concerned agencies to expedite clearances and fast-track construction of power arrangements, including the 132 kV Teju to Halapani transmission line, to avoid delays. Pasang Dorji Sona, Arunachal Pradesh Tourism Minister and Education Minister, launched the state tourism's new brand campaign, Take a New Turn in Arunachal, a fresh narrative that invites travelers to look beyond the sights and discover stories, people and experiences that truly define the state. Built on the identity beyond myths and mountains, the campaign highlights the destinations like Tawang, Zero, Anini, Namsai, Dong and Mechuka, showcasing the spiritual heritage, indigenous cultures and adventures with nature through authentic human connections. Tourism Minister Pasang Dorji Sona said, with strong growth in tourist footfall and a renewed focus on connectivity, the infrastructure and experiential tourism, Arunachal Pradesh is steadily emerging as one of India's most sought-after and meaningful travel destinations. The Arunachal Press Club placed a three-point charter of demands before Chief Minister Pema Khandu. The Arunachal Press Club President Amar Sangno said the demands included the long-pending implementation of a working journalist pension scheme. The other demands included issuance of instructions to the deputy commissioners and district administrations to cooperate with district press clubs in sharing information and routing official communication through them, and allotment of office space. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.